Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning once again, and here we are. It is, or when I'm recording here, it is the 28th day of January, which has gone zooming by way too fast, for me anyway. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just think that time is just really speeding up. I don't know. Maybe you feel the same way, maybe you don't, but it sure seems like it to me. I'm sitting out here in southern Mississippi, looking out at a beautiful sunny day. I think we're supposed to get up to 66 degrees today. That'll be kind of nice. And so yeah, it's a good day. And it is Saturday, which I call Shabbat. And many of you listeners are on that page with me, but that doesn't mean you don't have to, you have to call it that. But when I look in the scriptures, it does say this day number 7. And then another place in scripture, God says he doesn't change. So I kind of think that maybe we need to stay on that page of Shabbat. Remember the seventh day. I'm not going to get into a doctrine on that, so don't get worried about that, but that's just where I'm at personally. And I don't make a judgment on those who are not on that personally, so let's just stop there, okay? I just enjoy taking a 24-hour period out of my week to come in to the presence of my Heavenly Father in a unique way that allows my mind to switch speeds, as it were. I personally don't understand how somebody can keep going 7 days a week, 24 hours a day practically. Some people don't hardly sleep because they've got so many things going. And I don't think our Father, our Heavenly Father, intended for us to live that way. And in fact, when you go back to the creation account, he specifically takes a day that he doesn't do any creating, and he gives it to us as a day to rest and a day to step aside. I was reading a book by Abraham Herschel. It was called The Sabbath, and he said a lot of religions, most religions, have temples and structures that are places that you can open the doors and step into, and it's a different space. But he said what our Heavenly Father did was he gave us a temple in time. And so when the evening of Friday, sun goes down, as the scripture reflects, we open the doors and we step into this temple in time for 24 hours, and we shut the door to the world outside, and we take this time to read scripture, to enjoy our family, to go out and enjoy nature, go take a walk on the beach, go sit by a stream in the forest, whatever, take a drive. Lots of ways to come away from the busyness of the world and make our attention focused on our Heavenly Father. So I'll just share that with you. You can take it for what it's worth. Today is, I thought I would talk about the offering of the incense in the tabernacle. As many of you know, I've done a series on the tabernacle furniture, and each one has a different frequency. And I've got that one CD out there called Tabernacle Prayer that has a composition from each of the descriptions, the chord progressions that come out of each of the descriptions of each piece of tabernacle furniture. And what it's all about, really, is about worship and praise to our Heavenly Father. I think David really understood that. And so actually there's two psalms that I'm going to be reading today. The first one is Psalm 66, where he speaks about the incense offering. And then Psalm 141, once again, he speaks about the offering of incense. And so we're going to read those two today. And then the music that I'm going to play you, I just recorded yesterday, so it's brand new. And I just thought, well, it'd be kind of fun to have a fresh new piece to share with you. I didn't even have it really mastered. I did my best. I'm not really a music mastering aficionado, but I did my best, and I hope you can enjoy it. But it'll be on the chord progressions that come out of the incense, but I took it I gave it a little bit different flavor, and so I thought I'd share that with you. Anyway, so let me read Psalm 66 first, and then we'll go to the music. To the chief musician, a song or psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all you lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible are your works through the greatness of your power. Shall your enemies submit themselves unto you? All the earth shall worship you, and shall sing unto you, and shall sing to your name. Selah. Stop and think about that. Come and see the works of Elohim. He is terrible in his doing towards the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land and went through the flood on foot. Where we rejoiced in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. Stop and think about that. He rules by his power. Oh, bless our Yahweh, our Elohim, our God, you people, and make the voice of his praise be heard. Don't be quiet. Praise Yahweh. Sing it out. He holds our souls in life and suffers not our feet to be moved. For you, O Yahweh, you, my God, my Heavenly Father, have proved us. You have tried us as silver is tried in the fire. You have brought us into the net and laid affliction upon us. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But, you know, so there's a lot of bad things that happen, but... But you brought us out into a wealthy place, a wonderful place. So all of that's behind us because you brought us out. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer unto you burnt sacrifices of fatlings with the incense of the rams. I will go offer the bullocks with the goats. Selah. Stop and think about that. And I'll just make a comment here. Once again, as I have pointed out in the teaching on the tabernacle, we don't have a tabernacle in place. There are not animal sacrifices being brought to an altar today. Yeshua is our sacrifice. But David challenges us to continue to come before our Heavenly Father in that worship that was taken. The tabernacle was, he said, let them make me a tabernacle that I might dwell among men. And he still wants to dwell. And Paul makes the statement, makes us understand. He says, what? Don't you know that you are the tabernacle? And when we read Psalm 141, we'll see that David challenges us that it's not about the animals, but it's about our heart. So anyway, let me finish here. Come and hear all you that fear Yahweh, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he extolled with he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, my Heavenly Father has heard me. He has attended to my voice and my prayer. Blessed be Yahweh, which has not turned away from my prayer, nor giving me the mercy that he has promised me. So David understood his Heavenly Father. He was a man after God's own heart. So let's listen to the music of the incense, and then I'll read Psalm 144 after that and some final comments. Thank you. Psalm 141, a psalm of David. Yahweh, I cry unto you, make haste unto me, and give ear unto my voice. When I cry unto you, let my prayer be set forth before you as incense, and the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. You know, I just have that picture as I'm reading this. When we're with the assembly of our brothers and sisters, wherever we are, and the worship is going forth, and our hearts swell with understanding the presence of our Father with us, the Holy Spirit amongst us, and we lift our hands as we sing or as we praise or as the music flows. David's saying that's the same thing as the evening sacrifice. So essentially, we can still offer our sacrifices, okay? This is how we do it now. We lift our hands. We set before him the incense of our praises. We bring our prayers before him. In Revelation, it speaks of prayer, the prayers of the saints being the incense that is lifted before our Heavenly Father. This is how we bring our sacrifices today. Continuing in verse 3, set a watch, O Yahweh, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. So he's saying, let me be disciplined when I need to be disciplined. There's a place for that, and it helps me grow. When the judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cuts and cleaves wood upon the earth. But, you know, it may look like things are pretty bad, but but mine eyes are unto you, O Yahweh, my Elohim. In you is my trust. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me and the gins of the workers of iniquity. The gins are like the hooks of the workers of iniquity. And let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I withal shall escape. It's interesting as we consider some of the things that are going on in the world today and all these plans that we're hearing about how things are going to take over and who's going to take over and everything. It can look pretty threatening at times. But our Heavenly Father here through David reminds us that they are going to fall into their own traps. They're going to be taken in by the nets that they've tried to trap us with. At the end of the day, they are the ones who will perish, and our Heavenly Father has not forgotten us, and He will bring us through it. Like He said in the first psalm we read, even though we've gone through fire and trouble, He brings us through. And so I want to leave you with that exhortation, if you please. Do not let go of your Heavenly Father. Do not let go of His promises to you. Do not let go of what He has called you to do and His instructions, because He says, if you will follow these instructions I have given you, you will have life and you will have blessing. If you turn away from it, you will have cursing and death. Choose life. Please, He says, please choose life. I have given you the way of life. So may you now be blessed in life in your week to come. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.